does Bill make sure that there's absolutely no letdown after such a big win after like Houston?
I mean, it's you move on. You know, that game's over with, so, you know, we're focused in on what we have to do this week to prepare for the 49ers. Obviously, they're, you know, a great team, so, you know, we got to have a great week of preparation.
Is he any tougher on you?
I mean, it's just...
It's always tough.
It's always tough, so just make sure you do your best to prepare. You know, that's our job.
Rob, one of the things with the defense you guys have done in the last five, each of the last 5 weeks have allowed fewer and fewer points. And I know it's a big thing with you guys. What's been the key to that?
No, I think that, again, I said this earlier in the season, we're, you know, as a defense, you're always trying to improve each week. So, you know, I think that we've done a great job of obviously, you know, working on the things that we weren't doing so well earlier in the year and continuing to improve so you're a better team, you know, in December than you are in the beginning of the year.
Bill touched on it a little bit upstairs. There's some similarities between what Kaepernick can bring to the field in terms of being a mobile quarterback and what you guys saw last year from Tim Tebow. Obviously, two different quarterbacks, but...
No, you know, I think they're obviously different. You know, when you have an athletic quarterback, no matter who it is, you know, obviously they can beat you with their legs and they're, you know, they can run and get out of the pocket and extend plays. So, you know, that's the tough part about playing a guy that can kind of get out of the pocket and hurt you with running. And you know, you just have to be sound in pass rush lanes, and everyone's got to make sure that they're not running past quarterback.
Obviously, every week, containment is a point of emphasis, but I imagine with a guy like this, it's a little bit more.
No, I mean, we've obviously gone against guys that can run in the past, so you just, again, everyone doing their job and working together.
On the outside, is it something you and Chandler talk about staying where you're supposed to be in this situation?
No, you know, I mean, it's just defense, you know, basic defense. You got to make sure that you do your assignment and don't let the quarterback outside.
As you guys move closer to the postseason, each game becomes more important.
Mm-hmm.
How much of each game is more mental than it's supposed to be?
I mean, obviously, as the season progresses, you know, your body, you have to do a great job of staying on top of how you feel physically. So, you know, it's a little bit of both. You got to make sure that you're in great shape toward the end of the year, and also you got to, you know, make sure that you're studying up on everyone that you're playing, so you know your game day you're playing them the best you can.
As a defensive player, do you try to pick up from what quarterback they're saying and blocking out the signals, what they're likely to do, or do you find that you really try to confuse you, talk a lot of nonsense, and throw you off?
I mean, every you know, there's always, you know, quarterbacks are always saying something, so you can't. You can't zone in on everything they say, obviously, because it'll take you away from what you have to do and your responsibility. So, I mean, there's always keys that you always listen for, but obviously, I mean, you can't really go too far into that because you got to make sure that you're playing the play.
They might throw something false at you and try to confuse you.
I mean, that's football, you know.